Do you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast as part of the Super Network at supermarcy.com, featuring hosts Super Marcy.
Oh my God, why is his top tucked into his undies?
The terrible Australian Bede Germine.
His outfit is so preppy and nerdish, I don't like it.
Trash Panda Colin.
I want a hot tub in a room real bad.
This podcast is intended for a mature audience, as it may contain explicit language.
It's the post-apocalypse,
I always think about in these movies, how disgusting.
Adult themes.
Well, I mean, I've seen this dude's nipple through his shirt.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. For exclusives, find us at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. And now for our feature presentation.
Listen!
Would you like to touch what you see?
Dead brain! Dead brain! Dead brain!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real, real emergency! What's the matter with you?
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, the number one Tubi-related podcast that's out there on the podcast sphere, at least in our own minds. I am one of your lovely hosts, Super Marcy. Welcome to episode 213. I forgot where I was going. Yes, I am joined by my wonderful co-hosts. Ugh. I was almost going to cough. First up is the terrible Aussie, and he's terrible for many reasons, as you'll find out with his bad jokes, Mr. Bede Germine. Hello, Bede. How's it going?
I'm good, thanks, Marcy. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I was awake early. Pardon me. Good to whatever. I'm excited.
Marcy, I was legit shocked when you messaged me last night saying you're going to be up at like 5 a.m. this morning.
Yeah, and it was the wrong day. The wrong day. I'm going to do it tomorrow. Oh, jeez. Yes. But anyway. Also here is our American of the Americans. He is Trash Panda Colin.
Hi, I'm eating. I'm just going to say that and then you just
play the
movie.
That's all good. Colin's eating his sausage, so.
Yeah, I got a little dick.
He's got some wieners.
Mmm.
Colin, stop getting take all those wieners out of your mouth.
I can't. It's too
big.
I don't
want to. I mean, what? Speaking of wieners,
yes.
I don't know how that's a segue, but I'm picking the movie today, but I've decided, because why the fuck not, we're doing a double feature of two films under an hour long that are on Tubi, which we love that exists on Tubi. And a couple of weeks ago, I spotted something called Big Boobs Buster, and I'm like, we kind of have to watch that. So
how did they get my nickname?
I've got the big boobs, Buster.
Buster.
And I'm pairing it with something called Moon Maidens. So we'll see how this all goes. My last double feature was Gumby Christmas Special and the Meowie Christmas Special. So we'll see if this outdoes that. But with a double feature, we will do what we usually do. So, Bede, do you want to do the Bede spiel for the show?
Indeed. So, essentially, since this will be a double feature episode today, we will pretty much do separate countdowns. So, for the very first one, which will be Big Boobs Buster, I will count us down from 5. And then when I say go, that's when you play the movie. And then that way our audio commentary will be in sync. And then when the next movie, Moon Maidens, comes up, we'll do the same again and restart the clock. Yeah. Now, Tubi is a free streaming service that they do play ads on occasion. So if an ad does pop up, I will play this sound effect.
Carl!
And once the ad, that's from, I can't remember what it's like an animated YouTube show about llamas. Sure. And one of them is a serial killer. Trying to remember what it's
I
like.
I know what it is.
Yeah, it's like the llama had been eating human hands.
Why do I not know this? I feel like I need to.
I'll have to find you the video afterwards,
yeah,
Marcy.
Show me after the show.
Yes. But once the ads are finished, I'll play the sound effect again, but we'll also make sure to give a timestamp as well, so that way you stay in sync with us. However, if you're not interested in watching Big Boobs Buster, which is on Tubi everywhere in the world, first of all, how dare you? I still reckon this will be a fun listen to regardless.
And also, how dare you if you don't want to watch our second feature, Moon Maidens, as well.
Exactly, exactly.
And we will have a little break between the films. There'll be a little bit of music so you can get everything sorted if you're watching along with us. But you can watch the movie and watch us watch the movie if you go to patreon.com/thesupernetwork. So,
yeah. Fuck yeah.
It's called Llamas with Hats.
Oh, that's it. Okay. That's I'm going to have to look that up now.
Yep.
Yes, that's it. Llamas with Hats. And they do wear hats.
Brilliant.
But also, but guys, Marcy, Colin, are you ready to do some Busta Rhymeses on some big boobies with Big Boob Buster?
Yes, I am.
Fuck yeah. Let's I haven't seen titties in a while. Let's go.
Indeed, yeah. Indeed.
The only tits I get to see are my own when I look down.
I don't know. Scratch that. I watched a lot of fucking House of Dragons today, and I saw.
Oh, I love House of the Dragon.
Yes.
Not only do you get tits, you get fucking traumatic births and everything on that show.
Gross. I've seen babies come out and it's not like that.
It was like that like before we had like medical science.
Science.
Well, you know what? Science is the key. All right.
Science bitches.
Exactly. Exactly. So we'll get straight to it and I'll count us down. And when I say go, play the boobie in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
You know, a vagina does not look cool at all whenever a baby's coming out of it. It's not nice.
It's not great, eh? Nice. Oh, nah. What's going on here? Oh, this is Japanese. Even better.
Racist.
It's going to be a pink movie, Marcy. I have a feeling about this.
For those who don't know, what's a pink movie?
Whoa! Big Boobs Buster.
Just for the Patreons, here's my big boobs.
Oh.
All right. Done.
Wait, I closed my eyes. What happened?
Oh, I was.
No, I was looking in the other direction.
Ah, dude.
Bede's trying to not have an erection over the boobie prospect.
Bede, we've talked about this. I'm not going to repeat it.
No.
Well,
we don't do incest on this podcast, okay?
Exactly. But to answer your question, Marcy, what is a pink movie? A pink movie is a Japanese genre of low budget.
Who said pink movie?
It said pink movie.
Oh, she's a girl incel because guys don't want her.
Wait, that dude's in fucking Harold and Kumar.
He looks like John Cho, but I don't think it is John Cho.
Oh! He's like, you're the perfect woman, but you got no boobs. Oh, boobs!
She's painting.
Oh, my God. Wow!
Oh.
I mean, come on. She's Japanese. She's got little-ass fucking titties, okay?
He went for after that nipple. He wanted that nipple. That's why he wants big.
He wants big boobs. And he's like, you're the perfect woman, but I don't like flat-chested women.
Poor girl.
I mean, that's all you're going to get in Japan, bro. Come on now. Like, you're kind of fucked.
All right. But to say what I was saying before, Marcy.
oh, boobs on the screen. Somehow.
Marcy, it's a manogram. Look at this.
Hey, it's perv. Mr. Miyagi.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to. Wait, she's got a big boob. What is happening?
Is she going to get like a boob operation already?
Or is she going to cut boobs off? Maybe I'm going to hide my big.
Oh my God, that would be the tightest fucking horror movie ever, where it's a serial killer with tiny ass titties. And they just cut off big titty Pete fucking.
Actually, I did not realize this was a Japanese movie. I knew it was a foreign movie, but I wasn't sure like where.
Yes. But
you can design your own big titties.
That's so tight.
Well, what I've been trying to say for about 10 minutes now.
Sorry, pink movies.
Yes, a pink movie is a Japanese genre of low budget, independent, softcore, erotic, theatrical films. That's what they are.
Dude, so I'm gonna like, I don't want to watch this movie.
Bad luck. We're watching it.
You can't walk away now, Colin.
She's putting in fakes.
She's got her chicken fillets.
You know,
every girl in 6 or 8.
Yeah, I never had that problem because I was like a C cup when I was 12.
You're not Japanese.
I'm gonna go play in the children's playground at night.
Is this someone else? Is what I'm confused about.
Marcy, this is Lady Battle Cop.
Dude, I wish that was on Tubi. Actually, I wish Lady Terminator was on Tubi.
Yes. What the hell?
What is happening?
It's a superhero movie. There's a superhero.
Some fucking blind stripper.
Whoa!
Stop seducing men. And study for your exam. Oh! This escalated quickly.
Yeah, I'm so confused. I don't know which girl is which. Is the small boobed girl the superhero suddenly, or
no?
Oh,
what is happening?
Oh,
okay, they're kind of like decent sized breasts.
I mean, they're not. What's going on?
Is that liquid nitrogen or something?
I think so.
She froze her titties off. I told you this is. Oh yes, she is freezing her titties off.
Oh my God! You.
Is she going to surgically?
It's a movie.
What is happening? I mean, I'm not complaining.
I mean, look, I don't know what
She's
the guy
kind
was
of
complaining.
Enjoying it, I'm a little disturbed.
I don't know what the guy was complaining about before. They're pretty decent sized boobs.
Yeah, but was he talking about her or the other one? I'm confused.
I don't know.
Oh my God!
I told you this is the tightest movie ever.
Oh, wait, she created a mold of her boobs.
A mold? I thought she was gonna freeze them off.
I thought so too. I mean, this is a very elaborate way of wanting to get a mold of someone's boobs.
At least she's not dead.
And she still has her tits.
Yeah.
I need to be scared. Oh, she was turned on by that. I need to be scared of this big boob buster because I have big boobs and I don't want them to be like frozen off or something. Oh, ad.
Oh, I thought it was part of the movie because she was at school.
6:43. Yeah, it's like, go back to school. Here's your yogurt and custard.
So you had your boobs like molded? Well, go to Woolworths and get some lunch for school. Later that
oh, wait,
day.
Red's on Tubi? We should watch Red sometime. Well,
I mean, Red is on the Australian Tubi now, yes.
That's a good one. Okay, we're back 6:45. I know, my back fucking hurts from carrying around my tits.
Dude, my
My back hurts just carrying this podcast.
Oh, shut up.
Me too, dude. Me too.
Oh, and by the way.
Carl!
Oh, ooh, that's shot.
That's a good frame job right there.
So she's taking molds of the big boobs for what purpose? I don't know. It would have made sense if she cut them off.
Marcy, she needs different boobs for different days. She has her Wednesday boobs. Yeah, she has her Monday boobs.
I think this is an excuse to show someone's fucking boob finish. What the fuck? Whoa! Pointy nips!
Those nipples were erect!
All the victims have big breasts.
Oh, she's seasoned.
She enjoyed it. What are you talking about?
I know, whoa. She's seasoned. It's just schoolgirls just laid out with their tops off.
I love the fact that...
I hope everyone's of age.
Marcy, you know everyone's not of age in this movie. Or even just the characters.
No, the characters aren't. I mean, the actors.
Bean paste, that's what they eat in Japan? They can't give you good
lunch,
like
Big Boob Buster is the girl from the beginning.
Oh, it is it?
Yeah.
So she's going around getting mold of all the bigger boobed girls at her school?
Yeah, it's because she gets turned down because she doesn't have big titties.
Hmm.
So she just steals molds of other people's titties?
Yeah, because she just said she's wearing an A cup, whereas some of the other ones are in like a C and D cup.
Hmm. I don't know why she wants to impress this John Chow looking guy. He looks like a fucking nerd.
He looks like a fucking preppy nerd.
Exactly. Whose boobs am I going to steal tonight?
This must be the weirdest superhero movie.
Marcy, this is coming soon to our good friend John's new Blu-ray company, New Wave Video.
I might suggest this.
Dude, if nobody dies in this movie, I'm going to be so pissed.
Oh, I thought that was a tits. Yeah. It was a knees.
Now, honey, you haven't been out tonight molding women's boobs again, have you?
Yeah, that's why she's rolling around on the bed. Is that her dad?
I think so.
Well, it's very different than when we call white people other white people.
Yeah. Well, that is true.
Because all white people look the fucking same.
Okay, so this is a 1990 movie.
She's just staring at the boob molds. What is going on? Okay, for the record, I'm going to put this out there. If somebody wants a mold of my boobs, it's $500.
$500 for your titties?
They are actually the world's most perfect tits, so...
Listen.
I got to pay the bills, Colin. I got to pay the bills.
Listen, you can get a mold of fucking Kim Kardashian's pussy for fucking $500. Like, I don't know if I'd pay $500 for titties.
I'd if you want a mold of my pussy, that's double the price because it's the best. Okay.
Listen, if you want a mold of my pussy, you're going to have to be paying top dollar, okay?
Yeah, you see my point. It's like top dollar. Come on.
Top dollars for everybody.
And so if you want a mold of Pete's bald head, he'll do it for free.
Why is she riding a stationary bike when the other one's on a regular bike?
I was about to say, why is someone on an exercise bike and then someone's on a normal bike?
I would have laughed my dick off if she fucking fell out doing
off the stationary one. I've done that while getting off of the stationary bike.
Marcy, what she couldn't fuck? Afford a real. She couldn't afford a real bike. Okay, so she had to buy an exercise bike. Yeah. I don't see this ending Lucy well Lou. With her.
I don't know what's happening.
Oh, I think she's jealous.
Yeah, he's talking. Oh. Oh, he lies. She's got small tits.
Oh, my gosh.
Who's this pervert older man?
She wasn't on the boob list.
Hey, I love but that. She's got a good personality, okay? You don't need big titties.
Yeah, see, it's the opposite for me. They're like, you've got great tits, but your personality is fucking awful.
Right? Yes.
Like, you say cunt too much.
Oh, is it another ad?
No, not an ad.
It's not an ad.
It was a weird transition.
Oh my gosh, he's got a ring light. He's going to start recording a podcast.
Oh my God, he's going to go on a murder spree in an Uber.
Oh my gosh, yes.
What is going on?
That reminds me, I've got to start linking all the movies we've done this year back to each other again. So
that guy provided Joe Keery a car with the lights. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And then from this to the next one, it's boobs, obviously.
Obviously, yes. But how do we link Spree back to Don't Mess With Grandma? Oh, wait a minute. No. I got it. That neo-Nazi guy at the beginning, he was part of Billy Zane's group.
There you go.
Come out, big boobs buster.
Wait, so they know there's a big boob buster and maybe they're hiding that they have big boobs. Just wait, I gotta put my costume on.
See, Superman and Spider-Man don't have this problem. They have their costumes on them at all times.
Yeah. I know, you just rip your clothes off and you're fine.
Well, she's got small titties. Won't fit.
How does she know? Your breasts. Oh!
She got fake boobs. She got the robot boobs.
No, she's got like a metal bra. It's going to protect her boobs.
It's her chastity bra.
Yes! She's going to fight the big boob buster. But, you know, they got to do it in their school outfit.
Yes. Oh, there she is.
Oh, she sort of got in her costume.
I like how she's just dressed up.
Damn
like,
your raunchy bra. What huge tits. Yeah, but she filled her bra, the poor girl.
Okay, looking up on this movie, apparently there is an English dub version of this film as well.
I'm glad we're watching the original because this is so good. Oh, she beat her small boobies. Oh, she gave her an elbow drop and everything.
It's like a wrestling match.
Why don't they have a WrestleMania match? Like, come on.
It's like a... It's...
Oh, we're going to see her small boobs.
No, she's fucking 15. Don't do it.
Uh-oh, she's going to zap her.
Oh!
Oh!
She's electrocuting her boob bra. You know, we should actually watch more Japanese movies.
I just gotta say, no. Marcy, there's a lot of electricity in this
electricities.
Electricity.
Yes. Give up your bust mold.
Give me them titties.
Whoa. Oh! Well, so he can have a perv.
Oh, she realizes she only has small boobs.
Yeah. She was pretending she had the big titties.
I've got no use for small tits.
And he's like, oh, she does small tits? Oh, but he likes boob busters fake tits. Okay.
Rock'em Sock'em Robots. Yes.
Yeah, literally. What the? Whoa.
Oh, wait. It's. Whoa. I don't know of this version of the game. It's like a Wii game.
Yeah, really? They had way better shit over there in the 90s.
Yes. Oh, I wish I could play Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
But my boobs are too small.
And then they gave us the PlayStation.
Yes. That is very true.
That was the Nintendo or the Famicom that you got when you couldn't afford one.
It's Japanese version of Nintendo, even though Nintendo's from Japan.
Yeah, but their version was called the Famicom, and then elsewhere it was called a Nintendo or a Nintendo Entertainment System. That's and a Famicom was, they just called it the family computer or something. Did you know Nintendo has existed for over 100 years, but it used to be for like making cards?
Why is she working out?
Oh my gosh, she's got the whole like... She's got the boob molds in a case.
It's like Batman. Boob molds.
Oh, it's like long Batman. Enough. It's like Batman.
Guys, I'm looking at the boob molds. I don't know if I can hold it.
Sorry. No.
Dude, they're like 15. Come on, dude.
No. I don't go after 15-year-olds. I only go after molds.
Oh.
15-year-old molds, bro. Come on. Get right.
Yeah, but time is irrelevant when you're a ghost.
Is this movie almost over? Hey, they're eating fucking Japanese Chick-fil-A.
Oh, Chick-fil-A. Even though it's homophobic.
Dude, listen, okay? Don't talk shit about God's chicken, okay? Don't talk shit about God's chicken.
We don't have it. Everybody. He's not a give a shit.
Oh, you don't? Oh.
Apologies about that, guys. It has been a while. I've been holding it in for months.
Well, Toby, I have a present for you. I got you boob molds of all the hottest boob, big boobed ghosts. So I'm sending them to you.
I don't know if I can hold it in again.
Send it in Colin's direction. He needs sauce for his sausages.
I'm already done with those.
Oh, damn.
I mean, to be fair, seeing all these boob molds has given me
diabetes.
Oh no.
But anyway, so I don't know if I can handle this, guys. I gotta get going, so I'll talk to you all later. Bye, boo.
Oh well, we're halfway through, so.
No, we're not. Not even close.
It's another superhero.
No, it's still big boob. She just. Or something different. Whoa.
Oh.
These tits are fake.
She's got app. I like how she's dressed up. I like how she's like dressed up as like the lead singer of the band Dead or Alive. You spin me right round, baby, right round.
But I would have thought like she would have like use the boob molds like for her own boobs.
Yes, but she only uses them for her costume.
Will you lend me your body for a while? What is happening?
Oh, and by the way, there is a sequel to this movie.
The fuck there is?
Yes.
What's it called?
It's. Hold on, I'll find out. I think it's just called Big Boob Buster 2. Big Boobs Buster. Oh, it's called Big Boobs Buster 2 Adventure Summer.
Oh! Is it also like 40 minutes long?
Actually, it's about 110 minutes long, so it's longer
Jesus
than this movie.
Christ! Okay.
Look at all this collection of boobs.
I don't mum looking at a boob collection.
I don't know, Marcy. She looks like she could be her mum. She could be the same age. It's hard to tell.
She could be younger. We don't know.
Her mom's not like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
why are you doing that?
I go out of town for work for 1 week and this is what you've been doing this entire time?
Why do you have molds of boobs in your room?
Your dad works hard to supply food on this table. And you're going around stealing people's titties.
Yeah,
what are you doing?
Big Boobs Buster, the origin story of Wild Secrets.
Bead, is there any trivia on this movie besides it's a sequel?
I'll find some trivia on this movie because
I'm very curious.
I'll have a look.
Well, at least she's eating her veggies, I guess.
That's why her titties are so fucking small.
No, no, she needed to eat a bit of meat and stuff.
Yeah, she needs some fat. Okay.
We are at 22:32.
I don't like the fact that this movie is like showing us like schoolgirls with big boobs, and it's showing us
Uncle Toby's.
Like back to school foods from Woolies.
Yes.
Sorry, that ad's just... Oh, it's a bank ad. Yeah, fuck off. You know what could have prevented this couple from needing a bigger home? Maybe not having 50,000 kids.
Listen. As a person who has kids...
You stopped at 2, Colin. They have like 20, okay? It's different.
They can trick you into having kids. I got tricked in the second one. The second time I got tricked. She like rolled over and was like, you want to have another kid? And I was like, all right. And then 9 months later, I had Graham. And I was like, what the fuck?
We're back 22:34. Well, you see, the thing is that I can't really do that because I have fertility issues and it's likely it'll never happen. So, yeah.
Yeah, but it's fun before you have kids, and then you have kids, and then it's not.
Yeah, my kid is the dog, and that's more than enough for me.
Yeah, the dog needs to go to college and shit.
Yeah, he has to go dog college.
Marcy, you're going to be really shocked to find out that it's actually, Freddie's been a baby this entire time, but he's just been wearing dog clothes. A baby wearing dog clothes.
It just doesn't.
Well, he's pretty well toilet trained.
The most dangerous, the affair.
I like that we actually get the lyrics to the song.
Yes. Well, this is like what it's being like on trams and buses right now.
No, because they made it free because of the fuel crisis. Whoa! Mm.
Whoa!
Oh, I mean, it's
her. It is probably exactly like that.
I like your school dress. I was going to say,
who hasn't been felt up on a crowded train or tram or something? But you probably shouldn't be doing that.
I mean, you shouldn't.
I felt someone do like up against me and it's like, do you want a fucking your head ripped off? Then fine, I will rip your head off.
They brushed up against me and I got COVID.
That's how it works.
Well, that was an eventful tram ride.
Oh, there's a note on the desk.
She got pregnant after she got off that bus.
Maybe.
Listen, Big Boob Buster, you got a boob that won't quit. They got these nuts here. $5, get out of here.
Dude, here's the twist at the end. The dude who likes the big titties has a really small penis. And then he becomes the penis buster.
I think the end of the story is that they're all actually bisexual and they just want to enjoy tit.
They're just scissoring in class.
They're all showing their tits.
Yeah, that's all it is.
But, you know, I mean, if they're doing scissoring but with their boobs, does that call it titsering?
That oh my God, bad. Stop, dude. Stop with so the bad, bad jokes. I can't do it.
Hold on, hold on.
Dude, she's like, she fucking... No, she's not.
No. Oh, oh, no, no, no. What is happening?
Oh!
Whoa!
I'm so wet.
You know, my school experience with big tits was really different than this.
Marcy, right, you forgot. Right. Marcy, you forgot. This is a Catholic school. They're running rampant with their sexuality.
Indeed, I went. I spent a term at an all-girls Catholic school, okay?
This is what happens at an all-girl Catholic school.
I got out of there before that happened, clearly.
This is what happens when you repress your sexuality. You, like, go around, have to mold other girls' boobs, and then sit on top of them in a table in a classroom.
I actually think they just want to be, like, gay together.
Well, the one does.
Mm. I mean, they're almost scissoring.
Listen, I want to see your titties. I like small titties. I like to know that. I want to make sure that
we,
like,
we accept all titty sizes here.
Yeah.
She's really offended by big tits. But they all know that she's the big boob buster.
Well, to be fair, it is. I mean, as cool as her costume is, it's not like she's hiding her face everything. She's just like paints her eyes and that's about it.
Yeah, pretty much. And she's like the only girl that has like an A cup at school.
Yeah.
Are they going to give her a swirly?
I think they're going to give her a swirly. Like, Marcy, they're going to dunk her down the toilet because she's a nerd.
I don't know what's happening. But I'm kind of glad I picked this movie.
Yes.
Okay. They're in the swim. Okay, that's okay. They're having a swimming contest.
Well, regardless, though, I'm going to have to do this to her.
Can you just do that to the preppy, not John Cho guy?
Yes.
You're shit at swimming because of your small boobs.
You don't have your own personal flotation devices.
Yeah, but her boobs don't look any bigger.
Also, your one thing, her swimsuit is like riding up her crotch.
That's what swimsuits were like, and now they've just gotten smaller. You basically just wear a string.
I can almost see her vagina, like, the sides of her vagina. Oh!
Oh, let's just spy on the girls' locker rooms. Okay.
It's that old man.
Yeah, probably is.
Oh my gosh, it's Chuck Berry's restaurant.
Oh, Jesus.
Dude, shut up. He's from my hometown. Get out of here. I've been to that restaurant. I have been to that restaurant. He put cameras in the toilet so he could see people peeing. It was gross.
Chuck Berry saw your butthole.
I told you it was that old man.
Yeah, we knew it was the old man. Oh, now he wants to have a fucking perv. They're going to have a little wank fucking session up there.
Hello, fellow pervert.
Yeah, really. And for the record, if you want to put a camera to watch me pee and poo, it's $500 a day.
me too.
Oh, only on OnlyFans.
Yeah, me too.
They probably don't allow that on there.
Okay, maybe fans
leave. Actually, listen, they don't. They do.
Oh, now she's a wrestler. Oh, she's doing
the finger four
leg lock.
Yes.
And now she's doing the surf.
Walls of Jericho.
And it's a something.
Now she's training her to be a wrestler.
Is she training her to get bigger boobs? Like, what is that?
I think so. I mean, if you're going to build muscle, I mean, why not build up your boobs to make them bigger?
I kind of need to see this sequel that goes for almost 2 hours.
I mean, it's only over an hour, but
I thought you said it was 110 minutes.
Yeah, 100. Was it 100? Yeah, I mean, an hour and 10 minutes, I bet.
Oh, an hour and 10 minutes. Okay.
Joke's on them. You're not going to get bigger titties by working out.
No, they're going to shrink and be muscly.
Yeah, joke's on them.
I'm so tired of working on my work, working my boobs out.
I know she hasn't taken any more molds either.
Wow, this is 1990. She's got a titties. This is 1990, and look, she's got like her own computer station in her room.
This is Japan. That was probably like 10 years old at that point.
Well, that is true. This is like two decades before the like the either the US or Australia caught up.
Yeah, pretty much.
The sister, mother, daughter.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dude, look at that camel toe.
Whoa!
I am so confused, but...
It's Japanese Metallica.
Japanese Metallica.
Is a little bit. Oh, back in the walls of Jericho. She's not doing, like... She doesn't seem that into it, right?
Maybe she doesn't want big boobs now, since she has to work out.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, now she's got two tires.
Oh my gosh, this is like the montage from No Retreat, No Surrender.
Oh wait, she's getting better. Oh!
No. Now I have the strength to pull someone off their chair with a rope.
Is this... What's this music? So they're friends now?
I think so. Let's find the newspaper.
All they was just work out together and do Walls of Jericho and have a massage.
Oh, it's going to be this type of massage.
I mean, a little bit.
I know how these massages end.
Uh-oh. I don't know if I feel comfortable with any of this.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening. So she's... They're not friends? She's bullying her? What? I'm so confused.
Maybe it's like she's using her, like, knowing that she's Big Boob Buster, she's using it against her so she doesn't tell everyone her secret.
So
see, this is what happens when we don't pay attention to movies.
Yeah, but no, I don't think this made sense. Is this the girl with the biggest tits, or...?
I think so.
Okay.
So do they have to beat the fucking, like, black team to get bigger boobs? Like, how does this work?
I don't know. Maybe she's just trying to help her accept that she can be happy with small boobs and she shouldn't be angry at people.
No, she's trying to get... No, she's trying to get her to get the girl's fucking titties. They were just saying she's got the biggest tits on the track team.
Do you know how painful it is to run with big tits, especially with a bad bra? It hurts.
Wear a sports bra. That's what they are designed for.
A sports bra needs to be like, you know how that girl had the metal thing? It needs to be like that, but locked in. Otherwise, it does nothing. I don't know how the fuck they did that shit on Baywatch. I'm just going to be real with you.
Because they use special effects.
Do, 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 do. It must be. It's Chara Tits of Fire.
It's Chara Tits of Fire. It wasn't that bad. This is almost finished, isn't it? Yeah, it's only like 10 minutes, if that.
Oh my God, it's Asian Baywatch.
It's bra watch.
It's boob watch.
Boob watch. Time stamp.
I was like, time stamp, maybe?
Yes.
Maybe.
Maybe. Are our boobs going to get to a burst?
Oh yeah! My God!
What?
She won because her tits were out.
She just, with her small tits, was like, yeah.
Oh, I see what's, I think I figured out what's going on now. She's been going around being this superhero big boobs buster, getting molds of boobs, and then this bully's like, you don't need to go around and get molds of tits. You can grow your tits.
Where the fuck did that girl have these big tits? They weren't like that before.
She's just touching her tits, like, just letting it happen. What the fuck? Just groping people. That's sexual harassment.
I know, usually you get asked nicely, like, may I touch your boobs? And then I'll say, yes,
$5. $5.
$5 a second, nice.
That's called a titting booth, Marcy.
She's sad or happy?
I don't know. She's got, yeah, she can be both. Let her fucking be sad.
Oh, for fuck's sake! 3703.
Oh, it's those lunches again.
Get your yogurt and custard pouches. Oh, it's only one ad, and we're back at 3704. Oh, she's going to do it to everybody.
Why is she? I like that she's dressed up like Bull Nakado.
Yeah, a little bit, actually. Good reference, Bede.
See, I get my obscure wrestling references.
Yeah, another good wrestling reference.
Yes. All right, everyone, time to judge your boobs.
Hey, she's got to mold them all. She seems happy.
So many boobs in, like, the first... Like, I remember... It's like last year where we didn't have a single boob in a movie for, like, until the second half of the year.
And then everything was tits.
Yes.
Now we're just watching someone mold boobies.
Yes.
Oh, yep. You need your nipples to be hard, everybody.
You got to get your cubes of ice, Marcy, and do that. That's what Showgirls taught me.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Is that how she's trying to get herself bigger titties? Or?
Oh. I don't need buns anymore.
I kind of want to eat a bun.
You're hungry already, and it's not even lunchtime yet.
I know.
Eat the bun. Eat the bun.
That's so mean. She's trying to do better.
Exactly.
Those weights don't look that heavy either.
They're probably like not even half a kilo.
I thought that was a movie for a second, not Colin. Oh my God, he's putting in his pervert floppy disk.
The cat's like fucking scratching on something. I thought someone was in my house. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh my gosh, he's about to play Leisure Suit. He's about to play Leisure Suit Larry.
You know, they remastered all those games.
Did they?
I know, I played a couple. It's like, what the fuck? I remember playing it back in the day, and it's like, oh, this is so naughty. And then you'd look at it now, it's like, oh my God, this is so bad.
You have to keep chatting up the girl before you have sex with her.
And then they're like, oh, you've got a small pleasure suit, Larry.
Dad, somebody stole all my titties.
He's like,
well, our daughter's fine. She got rid of all of her boo mold collection.
The fuck?
Well, this was the weirdest summer ever.
And that's how we spent the school semester.
Yes.
Right. Just molding titties for a big-ass art project.
Just being like, all right, yes. I'm going to accept I have smaller boobs and that big boobs are still cool.
Yes.
Why did she fucking sprinkle and lint?
I think it's to be like, I'm over you, you fucking preppy schoolboy who's a fucking whatever, shallow yes. cunt face.
Yeah, yes. Harold.
Big Boo Buster, I'm here to ask for you to join the Avengers Initiative.
Right. That's what's been missing from the MCU. It's the Big Boo Buster.
Yes.
Dude, Big Boo Buster's going to stop that war in Iran.
She might. Big Boo Buster is just going to put an end to all wars and lower petrol prices and
yeah.
get us out of the yes. cost of living crisis.
Yes. Oh, look at this fucking preppy guy. He's trying
he
to.
He should actually
chat it up
be
again.
Finding out he has no dick, like a small, tiny micro dick.
That's what I'm saying.
He's got a bow tie. He's got that. What type? What is that? What type of jumper is that?
It's like a cardigan sweater thing.
Yeah, cardigan sweater.
She's just so like, no, I'm going to leave him there with his eyes closed because he's a dick.
And he doesn't realize he's on the. He doesn't realize he's on the train tracks.
That's just his traintism, B.
A traintism.
Why is she drinking cartons of fucking milk like that?
Well, Marcy, she needs milk and a boobs.
Yeah, she's got to boost up them titties. Get that vitamin D.
And it's inside one of those like triangle things.
Yeah, I used to get like ice blocks in those things.
Mm.
They were called Sunny Boys.
Da-da-da-da. Oh, she had one in her boobs.
I mean, they're cold.
Look, a bra is really handy for storing stuff. Like, I found 6 lighters in my bra, and I didn't realize they were even in there. I took my bra off, and like 6 lighters fell out. And I'm like, oh, no wonder I couldn't find them. All right, well,
next,
that's the end
yoga.
Of that movie.
And coming up next, Enlightened Yoga. Yes, God, yes. Shock Cinema Free. Oh, Murder Size, yeah, boy.
Ah!
And Skyline.
Well.
Yes, God, yes.
All right, hold tight, everybody. We will BRB.
And we are back, everyone, and we'll go to our second movie. Moon Maidens. Marcy, Colin, are you ready to go to the Moon Maiden and back with Moon Maidens?
Yes.
Sure.
I'm hoping it's called that because they moon people.
Yes.
But we'll find out. We'll find out.
Exactly. So we'll begin in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Straight into it.
Retro Media Entertainment. Oh, sorry. It's Retro Media Entertained It.
You know what? I actually rate Big Boo Buster. That was kind of a fun, weird movie.
Yes.
At least this movie's not Japanese.
Too weird for Colin.
Yes.
A little too weird. Uh-oh.
I'm not saying anything.
I spoke too soon.
Well, these sound like that sounds like a porn name, this one.
It could be. Frankie Cullen. Okay, not everyone's set name sounds like a porn star name yet.
Tony Marino does a little bit.
Sounds Italian as fuck.
Definitely.
Ron Ford.
And Ted and Newsom.
Sorry. Nobody I recognize.
No. I don't actually think this is by any of the people you'd think it's by, too, so.
Well, I'm disappointed already. Mm. And it's not even a Full Moon production. Moon Maidens.
I mean, the editor, Dean McKendrick. That almost sounds porn.
No, Marcy, it's Dean McKendrick.
No, Dean McKendrick. Not tit.
Oh,
dick, yeah.
Sorry.
Dick.
Yes.
Now, do we think this is one of those movies that was like a softcore porn, but they took out the porn?
Ooh, nah. Good question. I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to assume probably. Written and directed by Nicholas Medina. So not a Fred Olin Ray, not a Rick Sloan.
Yes.
Or someone like that.
Or David Ducato. Like shit
going through space.
Sultry music.
Wow, these effects are fucking sick, man.
Oh, I hope the that asteroid lands on the White House.
You know, none of these...
like it was going for Africa.
why did none of these things land in Australia? Are we just that insignificant?
Yes. Mm.
What is this music?
Hello.
Why did you move away from that? Oh, is she going to catch him cheating?
It's going to be one of those movies, isn't it? I know how these movies start.
You're going to have a threesome like with the aliens from space. Oh my God, I don't know how to act. Whoa. Dude, why is his hair from 2002?
Is this like the like Timu? He looks like Timu Trent Reznor.
I told you why people all look the fucking same.
He has a fucking Friends haircut.
Oh
my gosh, can I join? And also, is one of my tits hanging out of my clothes?
Oh, Karen. I need to speak to your manager.
Don't you know? Why does it feel like she's from Minnesota? Oh, you caught me in the nude, don't you know?
Now, Big Boob Buster definitely would want a mold of that chick's boobs.
I mean, we need to see the full tip. I know we saw a little bit.
Oh,
hello.
Oh, hello.
And she was wearing like a barely there bikini bottom that was basically string.
Well, that was a bit... Okay, I'm not going to say anything. Now, yeah, Karen's going to go fuck her mistress. I've seen porn. I know how this works.
Yeah. There's a drink right there.
I know how you get revenge on your cheating husband. You fuck his mistress in front of him.
Take it down, Karen. It's all my titty.
Actually, he looks like Timu... like... Trent Reznor mixed with David Arquette.
No, he looks like
David Arquette.
Well, see, he looks like Timu, David Arquette meets Trent Reznor meets Andrew Shue.
Yes. I needed to relieve Frank Exploded.
Yo.
I love you, but I'm just going to fuck Rita because I needed to get off.
Holy shit, this movie came out like 3 years ago.
I know, it's very recent.
I thought it came out in the 2000s.
I know, that's what I mean. Why is his hairstyle from 25 years ago?
Because yes. He's a porn star. That's why.
That's a fact.
Marcy,
he does porn.
Marcy Collin, the writer and director of this movie, Nicholas Medina, is an alias. It's Fred Olin Ray.
Oh, it is Fred Olin Ray. Oh, thank fuck. Oh, thank fuck. That makes me feel so much better. Oh, my beloved Fred Olin Ray. Thank you.
Why would you ever use
a fake name? Own this Fred Olin Ray. Please.
Listen, this is how Venom started. Isn't that how a symbiote got to Earth?
Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe it's the color out of space.
It is.
Is she wearing undies? Because that kind of looks bare. I'm just saying.
No, she's not. We just saw her vagina.
I think we did. Oh, yeah. Oh, I think I saw some flappage.
Yeah.
Flappage.
Yeah. Flappage.
I just saw vagina.
That was a pretty small, like, meteor asteroid thing. Oh my god, is she gonna stab him with it?
Yeah, stab him and then suck his dick.
Shove him up his ass. Tell him they're healing crystals. Oh, that was quick.
Healing crystals. She's all your crystals now.
She just got into that tower very quickly.
Her hair's not even wet.
None of it's wet.
Well, her hair's not wet, but her pussy is.
It's because she used the healing crystal speed.
Yes.
they made her pussy wet.
I mean, this guy clearly would give you a dry vagina.
Listen, I'm really sorry I wasn't here for you when you put your dick inside of that lady.
Okay, looking up a lot of these actors, a lot of them have worked in adult movies.
Obviously, it explains the outdated hairstyles. Is there any trivia? Was this edited down and it has another name?
I think it might have been, because, like, it's actually edited from a longer movie from 2010 called Housewives from Another World.
Well, this makes complete sense. Outdated hairstyles.
Yes.
Oh, we got titties. We actually got titties.
Woo! Yeah, I think this is another case of, like, Princess
was the
sex Defender.
Thing. Oh my god, we do not need back to school watching porn. 8 minutes, 32 seconds.
Yeah, that's all I need to see is some kids while I'm watching fucking someone get this dick.
Make sure you get your yogurt and custard pouches.
Yeah, you gotta recharge.
And we're back.
8 minutes, 34. We got it. Wait, was she in one of these that we've seen before? She looks familiar.
She might have been. Actually, let me find out.
What's her real name? I gotta look her up later.
All right, let me have a look.
Number three.
Please don't tell me that old man fucks that dude.
I don't think
so. She's been in a lot of Fred Olin Ray movies. And let me check.
He wants to see every inch. All right. Rough night, yeah. My wife caught me cheating with some big-breasted chick.
I see.
Business. How do we get Fred Olin Ray to make a movie with us in it?
I'm fascinated by Fred Olin Ray's output, going between, like, you know, all these genre movies and making all these softcore movies.
Fucking legend is what it is. Absolute legend. Okay, so everything feeling outdated from the year that it says 2023 makes sense that this is from, like,
yeah, because it does. Yeah, this is definitely a movie that was shot in 2009, released in 2010.
Like, no wonder everybody looks so fucking outdated.
Yes. It's like Stone Age Sirens, Marcy, how the same exact thing.
But I'm going to guess that their hair is still the same.
Yes.
So what's their business? We don't know. We don't care. Where's the Moon Maiden? Oh, they're going to have sex in the office now.
They're going to fuck on that table.
We have to do imaginary porn.
They're going to sign those papers with their jizz and pussy juice.
I mean, look at that old, there's a fucking Nokia, Motorola Razr. Oh, hello.
I don't know. That's pretty see-through. I can see a nipple fair.
And I'm not having some girl with my dick right now.
I had that phone.
I had the Motorola Razr. It was the bright pink one.
Yeah.
I had that hair back in the day when I had hair. I would like use hair gel to straighten up like that.
You having hair is funny. As it left the top of your head, it just went to your face.
It did.
Oh, they're going to use the media rocks. That's a cool dress because it's just so see-through.
I'm digging it.
She's not hiding anything.
No, I'm Big Boob Buster would have had a field day with her.
Yeah.
Now, after I had sex with that woman, where did I put all my work?
Did somebody say a Big Boob Buster? It's a beer to Mario.
Do you like boobs covered in spaghetti?
Oh, I love us boobs covered in spaghetti. We call them spaghetti titty.
I thought it was spaghetti boobies.
I mean, that's for the pasta sauce, Marcy. Then we have a tomato, we have boobatos, and then we also have
You don't even know, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just go rigatini. Just go eat some pasta and spaghetti or whatever off of some boobies.
I mean, I'm going to after what I do. I can't help it. Sorry, I just had to give you some more pasta sauce.
You couldn't have put it in a jar for me. No. Just had sprayed everywhere.
Sounds like you're blowing fucking air out your dick.
I know. Things have been a bit changed down there.
That's not good, dude. You should get that checked out.
I know. I'm going to go see a ghost doctor in a few minutes to have it checked out for my regular one-year checkup.
You need some ghost penicillin there, buddy.
What is happening in this movie? He's got secret plans behind a fucking...
Well, that's the thing. The doctor's going to give me some buicillin.
I'm allergic. Keep it away from me.
Me too.
Hey.
But anyways, though, I got to get going. I got to give more hair gel to this guy's hair, so I'll see you all later. Bye, Boobaline.
I'm glad he stopped by. He better have had a sex scene in the long movie.
Marcy, he's a fucking nerd. Put a flush in.
Look at those glasses. And then why has he got a fez?
What else did you do in my AA group?
I'm gonna have to flush him again.
Thank you for doing it on my behalf.
He's like a fucking wizard. What the fuck?
He looks like somebody. He's a 50-year-old man who looks like he's still 12 years old.
Yeah, which one?
Him.
They both kind of look like that.
Are they sure they're not in the same high school as the characters in Big Boob Busters?
I don't know. I feel like Big Boob Buster would have had fun with the boobs in this movie.
I swear that house is the same one that... Oh, look at hers! She's like... Arr.
Yeah, that's the chick from before.
I know, she's like going, have you seen these boobies? You want more of them?
I'm telling you, she's gonna fuck the husband's mistress. That's how it works.
Well, I mean, I'm surprised that she's invited her the mistress around for a cup of tea.
She's going to give her one of those moon things.
She's going to give her one of these and one of those.
Yeah, these clothes feel very like 2000s, late 2000s.
Those boobs are pushed up like that.
Why? Why, Dave Company? Why did she just put clothes on?
Who needs clothes? You can wear see-through dresses around other people.
Oh, they got friendship bracelets.
Yeah, but it's going to possess them or something.
Yes.
I don't know what to say. You gave me a rock and this really shitty string as a necklace. Maybe we should make out.
I thought the old lady dropped it in the ocean in the end.
I want to show you something. Oh,
come on. They clearly cut a scene out there.
And she's got changed and everything.
I'm going to find out how long the other movie, the longer version of this movie
was. I
want to
go watch the sex scenes in the other version. I'm not going to lie. These cut down movies that go for like 40 minutes are my favorite because they're so dumb.
Okay, so the other version of the movie, Housewives from Another World, is an hour and 22 minutes long. So there was 40 minutes cut from this movie.
So half of it was just like sex scenes. So
yes. Marcy, are we sure we're not doing an episode of After Dark? Because this,
I mean,
cut
they
feels
basically
like your clean
did
cut.
Work for me. Actually, coming soon to After Dark, I'm just going to edit only the porn.
Yeah, we just do a Patreon of just the porn scenes. Like that's
yeah,
what we
just
do
the
for
porn
scenes.
Yeah.
Take we'll out all the story
I'll do the 40-minute edit of this. That's just the porn, and we'll watch it.
Yeah, yes. And it's just me jacking off for 40 minutes.
Colin, Colin, as guys, we know we're not going to last for 40 minutes. What are we talking about?
Dude, I know yous are kidding. Not expert gooners, okay?
Dude, listen. All right. Listen.
As a woman, I can last for hours, all right?
Yes.
That's why I have to have a whole roster of men that come through so I can last. Like, I can last. They can't. I'm going to shut up because now I'm sounding like a massive... I don't know.
Whore?
Yeah. I mean, I own it. I will be a whore. It's fine.
Yes.
Dude, I will never be a whore. My dick will fall off. I can't do that.
we got guests. We got to have sex with them.
Yeah.
Well, as they should. Don't you have sex with your guests?
I mean,
sometimes. Wait, what's sex? It's been a while.
Don't you just wear see-through dresses in front of all your friends?
Sometimes.
Okay, was she in that other one we watched? The
The Moon Maidens one. Unfortunately, no.
This is Moon Maidens.
I'm sorry, no. I know what you mean. The Star Princess Destroyer. I don't believe
like
she was.
Someone who looked exactly like her was in it. She was in something we watched. Wait, there's a movie. She's in a movie called Hollywood Sex Wars.
Yes.
Wait, there's Moon Maidens 2.
What?
She's in something called Haunted Hotties.
Yes.
Oh, she's in the Femalian movies.
Yeah.
She was. Yep. She's in Attack of the Thingy.
Yes.
Oh wait, Attack of the Cam Girl. That was different than the cheerleader, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
the 50-foot cheerleader movie.
Yeah, it's Attack of the 50-foot Cam Girl. That she's in.
She's in a movie. She's the lead in a movie called Tarzina Jiggle in the Jungle.
Hell yeah.
I think we're going to have to watch her movies.
This whole movie, minus the porn cutout, It's just this dude trying to steal work from the other dude.
Like, I mean, this is almost like Possessed by the Night, how there was that whole subplot about trying to steal the guy's book. That's what this is.
Yes.
Except that movie was a full movie, and we had a head in a jar that made everybody really horny.
Yes.
Listen, I had to suck that dude's dick to get this paperwork. You gotta help me out.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta help me out here more. That was not nice tasting cum either.
Yep.
No, there's fucking, he's not circumcised, so it was all smegma. It was gross.
Yeah, dick cheese. He didn't clean it.
Better fucking pay me.
$500.
Yeah, $500.
I don't know why I love these shitty movies, but they're so
is
good.
Is that dude the bad guy because he's wearing a fez or what?
Yes.
Like, I think so, yeah.
I'm going to say yes.
Dude, he looks like the master disguise dude. The fucking...
his name?
Dana Carvey.
No, Carvey. The character.
Pistachio's disguise.
Yeah, something like that. Pistachio disguise or some shit.
Now she's going to fucking blow him and be like, you're stealing Derek's shit. What are you doing?
Yeah, she's definitely going to fuck him.
Did somebody say Luis Lassa? Hello, everyone.
Oh, she's giving him a blowjob.
Oh, this is what Toby did to me last night.
He sucked your dick?
But see, he did more than that, honey. So stop judging poor Toby.
Did you wear a strap-on, or...?
An old lady doesn't confirm or deny that, honey. If she got it from Wild Secrets.
Well, I asked if he sucked your dick, and you're not saying no, so...
You know what? Toby and I, we're a very sexual couple. We like to experiment. And maybe sometimes every now and again I like to wear a strap-on. Maybe he likes a little ghost pegging. I don't know.
I think he does, and that's okay.
Exactly, honey. Exactly.
Well, I think she's going to go in this room and just jack off herself.
Nah, she's looking for that dude's work.
Yeah, she's looking for the dildo.
She's just looking for the Lassa Sutra, my book. And there it is in her hand.
Oh, is it like a poster now?
Oh, yes, that's the poster edition, honey. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to spook you. That's racist.
A little bit.
Timestamp.
Oh, my God.
Oh, honeys. But anyways, though, I better get going so you can enjoy your very sexy movie, because I gotta go do some more pegging on Toby, so I'll talk to you all later.
That's become a thing. Ghost pegging is now a thing.
Oh, yeah, let me describe ghost pegging in graphic detail before
Please do.
Well, first of all, honey, you get a sheet, which is a ghost, and then you wrap it around a strap on, and there you go. That's how you peg a ghost.
That's amazing.
I mean, it's weird, but, you know, somehow Toby likes it. We don't kink shame on this podcast.
We don't.
Oh, she likes admiring a necklace. Oh, I better get going because this is making me all hot and bothered, honey. So I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know which one I have a crush on more, so.
Carla gasps.
I want to
get she's got one for her, too.
So this is Possessed by the Night. It's just, instead of the horny head in a jar, it's the horny necklace.
Yes,
moon rocks.
Brilliant. You know, what's stopping us from making a movie like this? We can do the two different cuts. No, actually three. Only the porn, none of the porn, and the full version.
The porn version, it will just use like Barbie dolls to act out the sex scenes.
Okay, I'll take it for the email.
Fuck that, yeah.
I'll do the porn, it's fine.
There's already film of me having sex with somebody that somebody's already seen anyway, so...
Add. Yeah, no, people have seen me having sex. I don't know if that traumatized them or made them more excited. We're at 25:33, over halfway through.
Well, somebody out there is listening to this podcast right now and they're thinking,
oh, I'm touching myself tonight.
But also, if you want to see my porn, it's $500.
Hussie, it's Kate Ritchie from Home and Away.
Oh, I didn't even realize this was a thingy. And there's, what, Fitzy, and I forgot the other guy's name.
Yeah, Billy Zane's right there and everything.
It's no with Whipper.
Oh, it's Whipper. That's it. Whipper!
Oi, Whip. Ah, KFC!
Oh, I could go with some KFC. Actually, you know it's an Aussie. It's an Aussie if they're called Whipper.
Oh, and we're back.
25:37.
I have it right in my hand.
And then she gave me a blowjob.
Yes, and also I was wanking with that hand. So they're stuck to my hand.
And then she blew me.
Well, I didn't see where she put the blueprints, but we went down on each other.
She got the blueprints from the Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Or as Toby and Tamario, it's Bluetooth.
Oh, see, that's racist. You shouldn't make ghost jokes. Only ghosts are allowed to make ghost jokes.
I'm allowed to make those jokes only. Otherwise, well, you have to pay me $500 to make me stop.
Yes. Damn, they're going off to be horny. What got into them? I don't know. Well, what's about to be into them? I think what's about to get into them? Meanwhile, at 8 o'clock in the morning, and there's the moon in the Moon Maiden's title.
I love that it's just a poster of the moon. What have I got in my briefcase? Oh, where's my Bluetooth?
My fucking shit's gone.
I have to laugh at some of these actors who, like, show
okay,
up.
Okay, is this 8 in the morning or 8 at night? Why are they in the office either way?
The clock isn't moved either.
I find actors who star in adult movies or porn movies, but they don't actually engage into the actual sex, fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you get that kind of role? Then you could just watch him. Like, it's fine.
I like to watch you guys.
Exactly.
On, dude.
On. I mean, you never know. You might have a dick for porn.
Only yes.
One way to find out.
There's websites for that.
Just launch Only Beads.
Only Beads. And mind you, it's been 8:03 for like 10 minutes on that clock.
It really has.
Yeah.
Damn, where's my dildo?
Damn, I forgot my hymns.
Where's my blue?
Let me call Karen.
Karen, where's my Bluetooth?
Karen's just
she was already by the phone waiting.
I think Motorola was a sponsor of this movie. They had the Motorola flip phone, the Motorola home phone.
Yes.
He's like, you fucking bitch, pick up the phone.
Oh, hello.
Oh, look at that cleavage.
What cleavage?
Not hers, the other one.
Wait for it.
That one.
Her cleavage. Oh. You can get lost in that cleavage. You can spelunk in that cleavage.
Well, she's very nipply.
Hmm. They're so excited.
So have these rocks made them possessed by the aliens?
They're possessed by the aliens.
Mm. Do you think now, they did like a three-way scissoring in the porn version?
Yes. Also, ladies, we got to prepare for our big battle against Big Boob Buster.
Big Boob Buster would have lost the plot with that woman. But be real, would you like, can I motorboat those? You would.
I mean, I wouldn't complain.
Be like, and then you start blowing raspberry. And then you're like, yes. Can I just like put some whipped cream on them and lick it off?
Just turn them into cakes. that is a cake.
I mean, for real. Imagine if she could, like, you get a cake and she just grabs her tits and just, like, smashes her tits on the cake.
I think I've seen that video.
I think I need to recreate that video because that sounds kind of fun.
There's an audience for that, Barcy.
There is. $500.
Oh, here we go. Show me.
Cut.
Yeah, literally.
It's going to cut, isn't it? I'm going to be upset.
You're going to download the full version later. Oh, she's going to
watch. I am. I'll go on that Russian site.
Damn it.
Wait, he's going to join.
Is Johnny Knoxville?
Yes.
He did for a second. Oh, is he going to walk in on the scissoring?
I swear this is the same house from Stone Age Sirens.
It might have been.
I think this is Fred Olin Ray's house.
It might be. But you know what? Stone Age Sirens had the best plot twist to one of these kinds of movies ever, and it didn't need to go that hard.
Indeed. And that is a plot twist we've never revealed on any other episode other than the actual episode itself.
Yep, no, you have to watch it to find out.
Oh.
I'm enjoying this. And he's going to enjoy it too.
Oh, I'm enjoying the
Hello.
Look at those tits.
Oh, hey, ladies.
Hey, can I enjoy it? Oh, he's got a gun.
What the fuck?
He's going to shoot some loads into him.
A little bit. And you want them badly enough to do this. Apparently he does.
This dude looks like the Zachary Levi you get off Tebow, which is probably a better Zachary Levi right now.
Yeah. Okay, though that chick has some massive tits, and I cannot stop looking at them.
And those massive areolas.
I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
Like, she's got bigger tits but smaller nipples, but she's got smaller tits and bigger nipples.
Yes.
I'm not looking. Like, what are you talking about?
I mean, listen, I quit. Oh, this would be, this is not accurate. No dude would just walk away with two women naked on a couch, like making out.
Yeah, like mid-scissoring as if.
Exactly.
As if he wouldn't sit there and jack off to it.
Oh, I better order some pizza.
Oh, pizza. Sounds like a good idea.
With extra sausage from the pizza boy.
Do you think if I order pizza, the pizza boy will give me the extra sausage?
Yes. Honey, it's amazing. This version of the movie cut out all the best sex scenes.
He didn't even want to look at the two ladies being naked.
What, Marcy, what if you ordered a pizza with extra sausage, but was like extra sausage, wink, wink, and that, like, on the directions to get the, like, that would be so funny.
Yes.
Do you come with extra sausage?
Meanwhile, back
oh my
in this
god, it's Low Flex from Possessed by the Night.
Oh, it is. He's still wearing the fez.
He's wearing the exact same clothes for like a week.
I mean, to be fair, when we last recorded, I'm still wearing the same clothes from the last recording.
I changed.
I mean, to be fair, I changed my shirt and my underwear. That's all I change. I keep the jumper and pants on.
Do you shower with those pants on?
yes he did.
I mean, how else am I supposed to do my laundry?
Yeah.
Good point, actually. It's cost of living crisis. You think we can afford to run the washing machine?
Exactly. I don't live by the river. I can't do it by hand.
Yeah. And you don't want to go cleaning your clothes in any of Melbourne's rivers.
Exactly. The clothes will be eaten away.
He stole barbecue grill plans.
Oh, is that what it? Oh my God, he's the FBI? Damn it.
Fuck.
And I could have fucked those two chicks.
Oh, let's go to the bedroom.
I mean,
cut.
Cut.
Edit it out.
This is like an After Dark edit of a porno, and it's brilliant. Except they're allowed to show some tits.
I like how she basically channeled Christopher Walker just there with her library. What is it?
What is it?
Okay. Oh! Oh, hello.
You can actually tell they're fake.
Oh, no! Oh, no, he just... She morphed into him! She wants to experience what it's like to have sex with a woman as a man.
Why not?
Gross.
Timestamp.
Oh, her actual husband just turned up.
Well, maybe he's gonna fuck himself.
Oh. If you
That's
fuck
hilarious.
Yourself,
That'd be so
if you fuck
funny.
Yourself, isn't that just another form of masturbation?
Yes.
It's not cheating if you're having sex with yourself.
As if, like, you wouldn't want to have the opportunity to experience what sex is like from the other side.
Hmm.
I mean, if I had a pussy.
It'd be interesting to see what it's like to have a dick, and then it'd be like, oh, I came already? That's kind of lame. Didn't know they were lost.
Listen, mate, how? Why are you calling me? I'm only in the next room.
We're in the same house.
I think they are in the same house. Trying to make it look like it's another office.
They're in the gym of the house, the last scene with the FBI agent.
Yeah.
I actually think this is just the same house in every Fred Olen Ray movie.
Or at least in these type of softcore productions he makes. Yes.
He's still got the bow flex.
Yes. It's the same one from Possessed by the Night.
And we didn't think exercising on a Bowflex could be hot, but we saw.
Hmm.
Yeah, because she's getting fucked by a hologram of you.
Can somebody say I'm possessed by the night? It's me, Creature in a Jar.
Oh, hi, Creature in a Jar.
I'm back in my making everyone horny.
I mean, I bet you really want to make her horny.
I mean, I'm trying to. I mean, those boobs were magnificent.
Oh my God, he is going to walk in on himself fucking the girl.
Dude, I'll die. That's hilarious.
Mate, she does not need a push-up bra.
I'm making them all horny.
Wow.
Oh, this is gonna be a poor way. I'm making it audio now. Oh, it's a little bird.
Whoa.
Is that a freeway? You don't have a choice.
He's gonna fuck himself? Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm disappointed. I'm gonna go now. See you all later. Bye.
I am so confused.
She realizes sex by herself is better than having sex with other people. And now she realizes what happens if you have sex with by yourself.
Wait, that's the movie?
That's it.
She just snapped everyone out of existence. Like she was Thanos.
And she's like, I'm just going to be like my fucking husband's body?
I guess. Oh my gosh, this is like Ghost Can't Do It.
Ew.
Except for without the weird grooming somewhat.
Yeah. Everyone was definitely old enough to be in this movie.
Yes. That we're aware of.
Haven't you heard? We all made out. I mean, made out. Weird.
Haven't you heard? We all made out, but they're in the deleted scenes.
They're in the full version. Who was arrested for espionage? I don't know.
the dude who, the Fez guy.
Oh, that, yeah, this other guy. But, yes. Like, why did the others get snapped away? And why did she keep his form?
And coming up next, Bachelor Night, Bimbo Movie Bash, Videoverse, Bottoms Up, and Maid Droid.
Oh, I think we're going to have to watch Maid Droid at some point.
That's right.
Indeed. But yes, that was our the end of our episode today. And also, Marcy, your first double feature for 2026.
Yeah, I know. It's actually only been a few months between my double features. But you know what? I enjoy doing them.
Exactly.
We get to watch movies that go for like 39 minutes or 52 seconds and all the porn's cut out of it.
And now I may or may not like do research to find out where that version is.
I know, I'm going to go watch it, actually. I want to see what I missed out on.
Exactly.
What a wild ride that was, from boob busting to whatever the fuck Moon Maidens was. There we go. And yes. If you enjoyed whatever the fuck we do on this show, go to supermarcy.com where you can find all the episodes, or go to patreon.com/supernetwork and check out the video versions of the show. And subscribe and all that to 2B Tuesday's podcast on all your podcast players of choice. And I'm available as Super Marcy on the social media and Super_Marcy on Letterboxd.
Nice. And if people want to find me personally out there on the internet, you can follow me on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd under Bede Jemine. You can find all my work and as well as the many other podcasts that Marcy and I host together on supermarcy.com. And also, you can find my solo podcast, Bead vs. the Living Dead, on all podcast streamers everywhere. And Colin, where can people find you on the internet this week?
I don't know. Anywhere. Just fucking call me.
If I call it on Tubi Tuesday's podcast.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, that is a wrap for this week's episode of the Tubi Tuesday's podcast. And we'll see you all again next Tuesday, everybody. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
僕は胸の小さい女性が嫌いなんだ。
勝手に。
私は巨乳ハンター。でっかい父で男をたぶらかしてないで、受験勉強しなさい。
そんな趣
味あなたの夢偽物ね
今後そのでかい父を武器に男子生徒をたぶらかすようなことがあればこのパイ型は世間様に余すところなくさらされるものと考えなさい
As we've all learned, in the future most of our universe will be destroyed by an intergalactic war. This war was brought on in part by the discovery of our planet by the Orion Deep Space Satellite, a satellite created by the man I'm married to. This cannot happen.
You still don't have the plans for the new satellite. Not yet, but I'm close. I'll have them soon.
You do understand. Time is of the essence.
What's the answer? We must kill Max. That's the only way to protect our world. Unfortunate, but true. He cannot be left to continue his work on the satellite.
Why, I'd bet my life I'll have those plans for you by the end of the week.
You just did.
Is it really necessary to kill him? Is there no other way?
No, he must die.
There. Better?
We kept our promise. I hope I can say the same for you.
I have a pretty good idea what you're up to, and I don't blame you. You are, after all, only human.